being fishers of men, if we are busy with the idea of winning the people to God, inviting them to the kingdom of heaven, showing them the right way, who is Christ, telling them the truth, we need to answer this common question: would the good people perish? Because this is very critical for many of the Christians. They do not understand the doctrine of that there is only one way to heaven,
Christ.
When they see any good Hindu, any good atheist, they think in a way that he might catch the kingdom of heaven. If there is a good eternal life, it should be for the good people. So would the good people perish? You know, it comes in many ways. Like, what if someone has not heard about Christ these days and lived as a good person? Does this person deserve to perish? Or there are good people in every nation. They do goodness and they do not believe in Christ. Isn't it unfair that they perish? First of all, we need to revise many parts of the truth. What is the will of God? The will of God is everyone to be saved, who desires all men to be saved, and to come to the knowledge of the truth. So, because this question may push you to believe that God is not fair or God is not kind. No, first of all, we need to declare this. For God's part, He deserved the salvation of everyone. He deserves that everyone will be saved. That's His heart. That's His will. He created men not to perish. He created human being to catch His kingdom of heaven. He is the Father of everyone. He came to die for everyone. So we need to revise this truth before answering the question. يعني قبل ما نجاوب هو ليه ربنا سايب الناس مش عارفاه ولو في واحد مش عارفه هيروح فين وطب لو واحد كويس واخلاقه عالية ليه في الاخر يروح النار استنى بس قبل ما ندخل في الديلما دي كلها خلينا نراجع هو ربنا من الاصل شخصيته ايه ربنا بيحب الناس وعاوزهم كلهم معاه في السماء دي حاجة احنا متأكدين منها بقى لكن اللي مش متأكدين منه هي الناس كويسة ولا مش كويسة الناس تستاهل ولا ما تستاهلش لكن اللي متأكدين منه القاعدة الأولى أن موقف ربنا is always perfect because he loves man. Again, it was written in Matthew chapter 18, even so it's not the will of your father who is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish. So it's not his will. When you speak about the bad end of anyone, it's not the will of God. When you say that somebody will end in hell, the destination of some people will be bad, but wait a minute, this is not his plan, not his will, not his goal. Definitely it was not him. Again, it was written in the book of Acts, another declaration, another revelation. In every nation, whoever fears him and works righteousness is accepted by him. But wait a minute. This verse may take you into kind of, you know, suggestion that being good without the belief in Christ is enough. No. He is accepted to him, but he will not go to heaven without him. Again, without Christ. You know, the book of Acts chapter 10 was about who? With the character in this chapter. Huh? Cornelius. Cornelius was accepted being good before the eyes of God. But that was not enough. He sent Peter to him to tell him the truth, and Cornelius accepted the truth and got baptized, and through faith and baptism he was saved. So don't take this verse against our belief. No, Cornelius was good, but it was not enough for him. He was a good man, a righteous man before the eyes of people. But because he was good, he seeks the truth. God revealed the truth through St. Peter to him. And when he accepted the truth and he believed, he was baptized. Now we can say that he was saved. Again, there is no other way but Christ. You got me? فهمتوا يعني كورنيليوس ما ينفعش يبقى عشان راجل كويس يروح السماء وخلاص لا عشان راجل كويس قبل المسيح عشان كان راجل استعداده كويس لما جاله القديس بطرس قدر يقبل بسهولة الكلام فلو في واحد كويس ربنا مش هيسيبه يهلك هيفضل يبعت له ناس لو هو كويس بجد هو لازم هيعرف المسيح And this is the story of Cornelius. فهمتوا الفكرة؟ عشان كورنيليوس خلي بالكم ما ابتداش بإنسان ده الملاك جاله الملاك نفسه The angel came to Cornelius because he was ready to know the truth. Another important truth. God is not only kind. God is not only love. God wants and desires for the salvation of everyone, but also God is wise. So God knows how to speak to all hearts. Sometimes we cannot speak to everyone, but wait a minute, God is ready to speak to all hearts, all times. So when it comes to somebody who will end in hell, that's his decision. We cannot blame God for this. Again, you know, for at the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, my thoughts than your thoughts. So it's not necessarily that you yourself speak to an atheist, and if he refuses what you're saying, he will be condemned. It's not only this picture. Wait a minute, God has many ways. God has many wise thoughts. And he thinks positively for everyone. He gives his rain and his sun for everyone, even the wicked one. Again, Paul said, the depths of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgment and his ways past finding out. So you cannot trace God. What did you do exactly with this man living in Nepal and never listened to the Bible? Wait a minute, he is God, God loves him, God knows how to speak to him his way, but you are not the one responsible for this. So put in your mind that again, God is kind, God wants everyone to know him, and God has many, many, many ways. And you cannot know all the ways that God used to save people. يعني تاني, خلينا نراجع الثوابت اللي عندنا. عندنا ثوابت إيمانية, وعندنا مشكلة فلسفية. مشكلة فلسفية, في ناس كويسة ما عرفتش المسيح أو ما قبلتش المسيح. إحنا متضايقين لأنه مفروض الناس دول كانوا يدخلوا السماء فإحنا عندنا أزمة قبل الأزمة تعال نراجع الأول الثوابت ربنا حنين ربنا بيحب كل الناس ربنا مش متغاظ من حد ربنا عاوز كل الناس معاه في السماء ربنا عارف بيعمل إيه ويتصرف إزاي مع كل واحد ماشي أنا بحط شوية بيزكس بيفور يعني إيه attacking or يعني fighting the conflict Again, it was written, what I'm doing you do not understand now, but you will know after this. So it applies to many things, that God may do many things which we cannot understand, but he knows exactly what he's doing, and all what he's doing is just for the salvation of everyone. Again, the question started by saying, the good people, it's not fair for the good people to end in hell. Let's discuss the word good. What is the good people? What is this word? Is it accurate word? Because you know, when you study the parable of the prodigal son, actually who was good in this story? Definitely the father. It's not our problem now because it stands for God. But wait a minute. The prodigal son was good before the eyes of his friends because he was generous. Do you consider him now as good? But he was good. When you ask any of his friends about this guy, he will tell you that he is the best because he was generous. He was spending money on them. And again, you know, was the older son good? Because he stayed and obeyed his father and served his father. Was he good? Look to the end of the story. He was very bad. He attacked his father. He spoke in very bad way. So, even when you speak about any good man, no one is good, no one is perfect. No one is good for all time, all cases. No. That's one of the truths, that the fall of human nature applies to everyone. We all corrupted, we all distorted, we all sinners. No one is good. Okay? Again, when we speak about Herod, remember the character of Herod? It was written in Mark chapter 6 that Herod was enjoying listening to John the Baptist. Was he good because he listened to John the Baptist? And actually he had done some good deeds because he followed John the Baptist some time. But the story ended up that Herod killed John the Baptist. At 1 minute, he looked good. You understand what I'm aiming at? I want to tell you that this goodness is not real. There is no one good except God. He is the only good one. So when you say it's unfair for the good people to perish, actually there is no good people. There is no one good. No one deserves to go to the kingdom of heaven. It's a gift of God to the believers. It has nothing to do with the goodness of people because there is no one good. Again, انتوا معلش ارجع للعربي شويه.
تاخدوا بالكم لما حد بيقول الانسان ده كويس، هو كويس ده موضوع نسبي. ليه؟ هو كويس في حاجه بس هيبقى وحش في حاجات تانية. الابن الضال كان كويس لانه بيصرف على اصحابه بس كان قليل الادب مع ابوه. الابن الاكبر كان كويس لانه قعد في البيت ما عملش زي اخوه بس كان قليل الادب في الاخر. هيرودس كان كويس لأنه بيسمع وعظات بس في الآخر قتل يوحنا المعمدان. إذن لما بتقول أن الشخص ده كويس، أنت الحياة بتحكم حكم غلط. أنت بتجامل نفسك وبتجامل الشخص. طيب، about Esau. Was Esau good because Jacob was the bad one when he made the lie? Actually, Esau, as written in the Bible, never repented, never prayed. But he looked as the good guy in the story. المظلوم يا عيني. فمين عيسو في لحظة كان شكله مظلوم. بس عيسو ده مجرم على فكرة. عيسو كان هيقتل أخوه. ما كانش عنده مشكلة. لكن في لحظة أنت تخيلت أن عيسو ده الشخص الطيب المظلوم. لكن هو ما كانش مظلوم. هو في الآخر شخص مش كويس. زينا كلنا. رأوبين دافع وشفع في يوسف. But he was not good. So again, the Bible, when saying that there is no one good, it's a true statement. So everyone needs to be saved by a savior. And salvation is not a reward for what level of goodness you have. It's a gift of God who saved everyone. But you need to believe, you need to follow him. Okay. Again, another part of the answer of the question. The disciples came and said to him, "Why do you speak to them in parables?" He answered and said to them, "Because it has been given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given. For whoever has, to him more will be given, and he will have abundance. But whoever does not have even what he has will be taken away from him." So, again, in this text, you can see that God revealed the truth to all. But, again, therefore I speak to them in parables, because seeing they do not see, hearing they do not hear. Look to this. This applies to most of the people on earth. God speaks to all people, but they are not listening. God shows himself to all people, not only through us, but through the nature, through the histories, through the accidents. In their hearts, he speaks, but they do not want to listen. They do not want to see. So when he say that God never spoke to this man, wait a minute, how did you know? No, he spoke to him, but he did not listen, although he looks good. يعني ايه؟ يعني ربنا نفسه بيقول ان في ناس كتيرة قوي بتسمع وما بتسمعش، بتشوف وما بتشوفش. اذا ربنا مش مقصر انه يتكلم وانه يوري نفسه. الله لا يترك نفسه بلا شاهد. فلما تقول في ناس عمرها ما سمعت عن ربنا، انت بتقول كلام مش دقيق، لان ربنا مش ممكن يخلق الناس ويسيبهم ما يعرفوش خالص. لا، ربنا عاوز يعرف نفسه للناس. لو انت ما اشتغلتش ربنا هيشتغل. فاذا كل انسان ماشي على الارض he had the chance to know God in a way. احنا ما نعرفش what way and what level he had this chance. فما تقدرش تحكم وتقول ربنا حجب معرفته عن الناس، يبقى ظالم طبعا. It doesn't go with the kindness of God if he just let many people does not know him by intention. For the hearts of these people have grown dull, their ears are hard of hearing, their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, lest they should understand with their heart and turn, so that I should heal them. On another text, which is very important by the way for anyone busy with evangelism or apologetics. This text is very important, given by St. Paul in Romans chapter 1. He said, the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men. Look to this. Who suppress the truth in unrighteousness, because what may be known of God is manifest in them. For God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Did you get it? So God speaks to all people. God is honest, revealing himself to everyone. You cannot understand this because it's very personal. But this is the promise of God. This is his way. Because he loves people, he should speak to people. Not you only, but everyone. And it comes a minute that people may accept the declaration, the revelation, the voice of God in whatever level, and they may stay stubborn, and they, according to the words, suppress the truth. Okay? For those who believe in morals, like being good without God, they suppress the truth. They trying to be good with themselves, and they can never be good without God, because God is the source of goodness and corruption related to man. So man can never be good without God. تاني أقولها معلش، الناس اللي بتقول إحنا بتوع الخير وبنعمل خير ولو في سماء إحنا نستاهلها ومش مهم بقى مسيح وصليب وكلام زي كده، هم عملوا فكرة ومش وراها، but ملهاش علاقة بالحقيقة. الحقيقة أن ما فيش حد كويس، والحقيقة أن ربنا بيقدم نفسه لكل الناس، والحقيقة أن ربنا باله طويل قوي وعاوز كل الناس تعرفه، والحقيقة هم رافضين يعرفوا ربنا بطريقته، هم عاوزينه يمشي وراهم مش يمشي وراه، مع أن شكلهم في الآخر ناس مؤدبين مهذبين أخلاقهم عالية. فهمتوا الفكرة؟ طبعا الشيطان شاطر أصله. الشيطان مش هيطلع كل الملحدين وحشين، لا لا، النهاردة كتير قوي من الملحدين كويسين قوي، فدي اللي ملخبط عيالنا. فاهمين الفكرة؟ وفي بعض الديانات التانية تطلع الأخلاق حلوة قوي، فدي تلخبط. بس هو مين قال ان الاخلاق سكة السماء؟ الانجيل قال المسيح سكة السماء. واوحش ناس هيدخلوا السماء عن طريق المسيح، واحسن ناس من غير مسيح مش هيحصلوا السماء، لان هما مش راضين يقبلوا ربنا. هما proud of themselves، هما they look up to themselves، they do not look up to God، they do not want the truth، they suppress the truth because of their ego، their mind. Let me give you another example. Ruth. Remember the story of Ruth? Ruth was not a Jew. She was not in the people of God. She had nothing to do with God. But Ruth was a real good woman. She loved her mother-in-law, and she cared for her after the death of her husband. And she followed her because of the pure heart she had. She became not only a believer in God, she became one of the mothers of Christ. So, if there is any Ruth nowadays, if there is any real good heart nowadays, God will choose him, will declare the truth to him, will, you know, take him in his sight. So don't worry about any Ruth. I don't say don't go for evangelism. But again, don't ask philosophically, how about those who never heard about God? It's not your problem. It's his problem, by the way. And he cares more than you care. He loves them more than you love them. But put in mind that if there is any Ruth, she definitely will be a saint much more than you will be, if she is a real good heart. And she followed God, the real God, because of her love. Again, Cornelius, the same example. How about Nineveh? The people of Nineveh, you know, these people were very bad. But then when they listened to the voice of God given by Jonah, and when they accepted the truth, they changed completely. They were transformed into the people of God. At the same time, the people of God, the Jew people, were rejected because they did not follow the commandments of God. So we cannot say that what's happening in this minute will tell you exactly what will happen in the last day. فاكرين القاعدة بتاعت أولون يكونون أخيرين وأخيرين يكونون أولين؟ لا، ربنا عاوز الكل، بس لأن الناس بتختار وبتحدد مصيرها، ممكن واحد يبقى زي يهوذا، الناس كلها كانت تتمنى تبقى زيه، في الآخر يهلك. واحد زي اللص اليمين، محدش يتمنى يبقى زيه، في الآخر يخلص. For so it's again decision of man. Because the will of God is for everyone the same. God desires all mankind to be saved. And God works for this hardly. God came to our land for this. God died for everyone for the same reason, for the same goal. So for anyone who deviates from the truth, who go by his legs, by his will to hell, he cannot blame God. You cannot say, nobody can tell God one day, you did not tell me anything. You did not speak to me. No one can say it. Okay. The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That's the word of faith, which we preach, Kamili. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon him. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Whatever his nation, whatever his background, whatever his list of sins, his history with devil, had nothing to do. It's only related to the naming Christ's name, praying his name. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace. So I am ending with this. The question is not the right question. Actually, it's not good for any Christian to ask this question. Would the good people perish? No. The good question is, what should we do to tell anyone, good or bad, the name of Christ? We are busy with a philosophical question which is not ours. We should be busy with the real question, what should we do to help God to reach everyone? That's what St. Paul meant. كيف يؤمنون بلا كارز؟ كل من يدعو باسم الرب يخلص. كيف يدعون بمن لم يؤمنوا به؟ كيف يؤمنون بمن لم يسمعوا به؟ كيف يسمعون بلا كارز؟ كيف يكرزون إن لم يرسلوا؟ يبقى رجعت الكرة في ملعبنا احنا. فهمتوا الفكرة؟ بدل ما تقعد تتفرج وتقول الناس دي رايحة السماء ولا رايحة جهنم، يا عم اتحرك واعمل حاجة. السؤال غلط. أنا دايما بقولها كحكاية كده، أنه اتنين ماشيين جنب ليك كده، جنب بحيرة، وشايفين واحد بيغرق، والاتنين مسيحيين دمهم خفيف. فواحد بيقول لصاحبه تفتكره هيغرق؟ التاني يقول له يتهيألي. فالأولاني رجع يقول له بس أنا شايف راسه لسه فوق المية. فالتاني يقول له لا بتنزل شوية. هيفضلوا يحكوا والراجل بيغرق. فاهمين الفكرة؟ مفروض يعملوا ايه؟ مش يسألوا هيموت ولا مش هيموت، يا ينزلوا يجيبوه، يا يقولوا هيلب ويصرخوا، يعني يعملوا اي حاجة. فهمتوا الفكرة؟ احنا كمسيحيين بنعمل زي الاتنين المجانين دول. سوري. احنا بنتمشى في الدنيا وبنتفرج على الناس اللي بتهلك، وعمالين نتخانق هيموتوا ولا مش هيموتوا. فهمتوا المشكلة فين؟ المشكلة ان احنا very negative. We are not feeling the responsibility upon the people. We need not to ask about the destination of people. We need to be busy with the salvation of the people. How should they know Christ? That's our story. Any other stories are not related to our circle. It's His wisdom, His love. He is responsible. But we are responsible upon our duty towards all human beings living around. Glory to God. Amen.